It should stay dry here today, not quite as hot as it has been. Sunny 92 here on this Thursday. A few showers possible overnight tonight, down to 72. Showers likely on Friday with Friday's high 84. Scattered showers and storms possible on Saturday. Saturday's high 91. For News Talk 1230 WFVA, Richard DeWedding and the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germanic Community College this morning, and we are going to talk about what is happening at the New Stafford campus and get into all of that this morning. And we've got some good people to talk about it this morning. Dr. Nanette Graham is the Associate Vice President of Health Sciences. Dr. Graham, it's good to have you back this morning.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
John Straffolano is the Interim Associate Dean of Health Technologies at Germana. It's good to have you back this morning. You see your smiling face.
Thanks, Ted.
And Sherry Maya is here, the Dean of Academic and Workforce Operations at Germana. Sherry, good to have you here.
Good morning.
So, we have talked kind of in pieces over the years about a lot of exciting things as far as Germana and Stafford, but a big change about to occur, and really a lot more, I guess, I don't know if consolidating and is the right term, but some new things happening at the Stafford campus.
Absolutely. We're expanding. We're growing. And that's always a great thing. We want to actually add to our student population, and we're going to be able to do that by getting some more square footage. So the Stafford expansion is going to be on Center Street. We have two buildings there, approximately 74,000 square feet. One is dedicated solely to health sciences. That's 25 Center Street, Kevin L. Dillard Health Science Center. Mm-hmm. And then we have Building 10 on Center Street as well, which is the Barbara J. Freed. Very excited about the various programs we're going to be able to offer. In the Kevin L. Dillard Center with Health Sciences, we're going to add more nursing students. So that's going to allow us the opportunity to expand measurably as we continue to furnish a workforce for the community.
Well, and when we talk about it, and I think we did a show last fall talking about the VA Center in Spotsylvania, mm-hmm. and you take a look at that, but there are just needs all over the place.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Germana is poised to meet those needs. So we're very excited about what's occurring currently with Germana Community College.
As we get closer to the October start of this, it's got to be kind of exciting of, getting everything all nice, new, and shiny into place and getting ready to go.
Well, it is very exciting. We have Dr. Maya, who's actually leading that cause. I'll let her add in.
I am. Actually, it's been great because we just took a tour yesterday. So we've started to take interested Germana employees, of which there's been a lot. And we're walking through the location, starting to see the walls come in. We saw all the IT. 10 Center Street is going to be focused on information technology, cybersecurity, the workforce development, and a lot of general education. So we'll be offering all of our standard programs there. But the amount of technology and wiring that's going in that building,
I can't
amazing.
Imagine.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, just with what's going on today, and to have access and to see all that, to see being able to build for not having to build around something, but build for, knowing what you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. As Dr. Maya indicated, this is just an exciting time for us to service the community. In the Stafford community, we get a greater than 3,000 or so students every semester. And we're very excited about that, being able to provide the needs for the local community. That's what it's all about. Dr. Straffolano can talk about some of the programming that we're going to be offering.
Yeah, but the neat thing in terms of Stafford County, that represents the largest population in our service region. So of all the counties we serve and the city of Fredericksburg, Stafford represents the largest number of people that we serve. So it's really...
This makes sense.
Yeah, so it's really strategic in terms of where we're placing that to capture that region. But one of the things that we're really working on doing with this is doubling our nursing program, doubling the number of RNs that we're going to be able to service with our community. We're also moving, our pharmacy technician program has moved to our current Barbara J. Freed Center. and then we'll be transitioning to our new Kevin L. Dillard Center. But the neat thing is we're transitioning in the middle of the semester, but our current center is still open. So students can still register, take classes for the first 7 weeks, and then transition to the new building. And we're calling it our soft opening for the second half of this of the fall, and then we're going to have our full opening for the spring semester. So we're really excited.
So how does that go? If you, I never even thought of that, about being in the middle of a semester and in doing all of this.
So the coordination has been interesting, I will say that, but we have fabulous facilities and IT that are going to make it happen. And we are just communicating with the students. We're talking about the options. And the truth is they're just going to get to move to a new home, and it's going to be beautiful. So I think that there is some information that we're going to be sending out to students really soon, and we're going to have a town hall for all of our Germana employees next week to really kick it off.
I would think, yeah, on so many different levels, Sherry, you've just got to be – it's exciting, but I'm sure a challenge for all of you to pull all of this off.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, I think about our faculty who will start in one place and then have to be introduced to a whole new classroom and a new setup and kind of take that move. I mean, we're fortunately blessed with fabulous faculty who will do well, but even they have to be a little bit nervous. But I'm just channeling it into excitement and thinking about how many new nurses we're going to create in the community just from this one move.
Boy, and as you talk about that, that is exciting. And if I'm a student thinking about doing this, whether I'm in high school right now or even at Germana right now, these are exciting times. Parents always wonder, you know, what are you going to get to, you know, can you find something and get paid for it? You know, here you go. There are so many needs in this community.
Absolutely. Germana does a great job in training individuals for the particular occupations of interest. And with the new expansion, we're going to be able to, as Dr. Maya and Dr. Storfolino indicated, we're going to add to that population. Currently, we have approximately 680 students in our nursing program across the board. So that's our RN, our part-time RN, our PNs, our RMA, CNA, and dual enrollment CNA. And just think about the fact that we're servicing the population now and what we're going to be able to do with the Stafford community as we continue to build out upon that imprint that we currently have. So it far greater than exciting is what we're experiencing or what we're thinking about and what we want to share with the community. This is why we want to bring the community in. We want folks to know what we're doing, and we want them to be a part of it. We're tied into the community. Next week, we're going to be meeting with the VA clinic as well, talking about how we can help them service their needs in a mutual partnership. There are so many things going on at Germana that we want the community to tap into. So we're very excited about that.
I think what's really good right now, too, is we have the funding. So we still have the G3 program that is specifically for work-based programs. Students can pretty much go for free. As long as we can get them connected and into the programs, there is money available to help them start that career. And sometimes that's in as little as 6 weeks through our workforce program.
It's been a while since I've heard the term the G3 program. What is that again?
So it is. It probably only means things to educators, but really, it's free college for students is what it is. But I believe it's get an education, get a job, give back.
Very well done to be able to pull that just out like that. But yeah, no, that is an exciting program. Like you say, the fact that there's money there to be had, and what a great option for students.
And there are many of the health programs that are eligible for G3 funding. So
good stuff this morning. We are talking about some real exciting things happening in Stafford as far as in Germana with healthcare and IT and cybersecurity. More coming up. We'll continue this conversation when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.org.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College in this morning, and exciting things happening on Center Street in Stafford. A whole lot of expansion and just some really exciting things going on up there that we are talking about this morning. Dr. Sherry Maya is here, the Dean of Academic and Workforce Operations. Dr. April Morgan, the Associate Dean of Nursing, and Dr. John Strofolino, the Interim Associate Dean of Health Technologies, here this morning. Just the space that you're going to gain, I guess that's one of the exciting things about this. You gain space, and like you have like you've talked about, Dr. Graham, the space. Now it's time to get some students and start filling up that space.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Dr. Morgan. She's very integral to this process. She's the Dean of Nursing for Germana, and what we're going to do is within that Kevin L. Dillard Health Sciences building, we will have the Robert C. O'Neill Wellness Educational Resource Center. And in that center, students will be afforded the opportunity to primarily offer wellness screening for the community members that come in. We'll have various courses that are wrapped around timeframes wherein individuals can come in for screening. The secondary services that we hope to offer are going to provide what we call a satellite facility, where we're reaching out to the community, or we will, I should say, reach out to the community for medical laboratory services, doula consultations, which is another program that Dr. Strofolino will speak to momentarily. Week services, vaccinations, and we're also going to use that space to offer more collaboration for our dual enrollment high school students. So we're going to bring in the community in order that they can utilize the space for purposes of developing their skill sets, mm-hmm. and to get the resources, educational resources that they need in order to help them as they continue on their wellness journey.
I had not heard of the doula program until I heard about it through the Rappahannock Area Health District a few months ago. That's a pretty exciting program.
Yeah. So we were approached by the Virginia Department of Health, our regional planning district, back in October. And that was one of the things that they talked to us in terms of the need for community doulas in our area. And doulas are, they're not healthcare providers, but they work with the mothers, the pregnant women, and the whole family as a whole to support them and make sure they're connected to services and really advocate for them. So Virginia is actually one of four states where doula services are Medicaid approved. So we've worked with the Virginia Department of Health, with DMAS, and the Virginia Certification Board to push this program through, and we're starting it in August, and we're really excited. So it's something that's really needed in our community. I forget offhand, I think there were like 1,508 is a number that's sticking in my mind, women at the time when we were talking about this,
yeah.
who are pregnant and eligible for Medicaid services. Mm-hmm. So there's a tremendous need in our community for that. And we did a panel discussion on the Birthing Justice film earlier this spring, just in terms of the needs that Black mothers in our community have, not just in our community, but nationwide, mm-hmm. and in terms of birth outcomes and even maternal health outcomes. So it's really something that can help.
I had never even heard of the term, and I was Senator Kane talked about it at a Martin Luther Day King speech up in Stafford, mm-hmm. and I remember. You know, Googling it on my phone, mm-hmm. and then the health district came in, and then Germana. From the get go, I started hearing about, you know, Germana was involved, and I thought, of course, Germana is involved.
Absolutely, if there's anything on fire in terms of
right.
popularity, Germana is going to be there. We're doing some wonderful things, and of course, as we're able to stand up the doula program, there are a number of other programs that we will be offering through Workforce, and of course, we are so excited that we have Dr. Maya, who actually helps with the course build. So there are so many layers that go into servicing our community, but we're fully committed and fully staffed and ready to do so.
Germana just seems to be, you've got the flexibility or the know-how to be able to put some of these things together. I think that others can't. When there is a need like this, you've got the expertise and people that are able to make it happen. And now you're getting, especially in some of these cases, in this case with the space you're getting in Stafford, you've got space to do things now.
We do. We're fortunate that we have a great partnership with the EDA in Stafford, so they have heavily supported this initiative. So we're grateful for that. I mean, these are $20 million buildings is really what this is. So demonstrates a significant investment in Stafford County. We're currently, in fact, Dr. Earnhardt would probably be here with us, but he's meeting with Stafford County Public Schools this morning to discuss how we transition more of their dual enrollment students to Germana, so giving them a pathway right to college. And we are working with them as they build out their specialty centers. We're building the next level education based on those specialty centers. So we're really integrating ourselves into the community well, and we want people to be able to stay there, live there, work there.
I never even thought about dual enrollment and how that can play into a lot of these things we talk about.
And Stafford has, they're starting their CHAMP Center, which is, I think it's at Brook Point High School, where it's a track that's specifically for their allied health professionals to train them. So I think it's Dr. Davenport is the lead for that, the director, and I've had the opportunity to meet with her several occasions, and it's just amazing the work they're doing. But we're working with all our high school partners to really get those students into us to help us with their help them achieve their needs, their educational needs, and serve our community. And there's so many jobs out there. We're an avenue to help get them and meet those needs.
Boy, and high school students have so many opportunities now and options. And I just think of what was or wasn't available when I was getting out of high school, and what students today can go into can leave high school with so many skills and then just continue that on at Germana or elsewhere.
Yeah, they're actually leaving employable.
Right.
And one of the best partnerships we have is the ability to reach in and help them get those certifications. So there is a new initiative that every high school student has to leave with the ability to get employment, and we're working hard to help support that.
Our students are job ready. Yeah. So they move from the classroom directly into the workforce. We also facilitate them in terms of their certification. For example, our nursing students, the pass rate of their NCLEX for this past year, 2023, our registered nursing was 96.8%. 100% of our 143 graduates are job placed. And so we are doing some magnificent things. If you want to have a career-ready position and jump right from the classroom into that job, Germana is the place for you.
Dr. Graham, it's got to be exciting for you to have these continued options and more things that keep popping up.
Well, I'm over the moon. You probably don't see me flipping in my head right now. It's very exciting. This is the best time to be a part of the Germana family. And I call it a family because every day I walk in the building, I'm enjoying every moment of changing someone's life. That's what this is about. Expanding to Stafford is giving us an opportunity to touch more lives. And so by 2025, we're expecting that 3,693 students from the Stafford community, we will be able to impact their careers. And that's going to, of course, enhance the overall community. So yes, I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I'm happy to be a part of the Germana family.
Well, and for so long, Germana and Stafford have been working together to try to make something happen. And boy, this probably even exceeds some of the hopes and some of the thoughts years ago that as you look to try to find space or try to figure it out, this just gets better and better as you talk about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting with our Stafford transition. I think it was 2009 we had our first building. We rented out some retail space in Aquia.
Yeah.
And then we moved to our current Barbara J. Freed Center, which the square footage just was much bigger than what we had, the number of classroom services available. And then now with 74,000 square foot with these two buildings, it is amazing in terms of the number of students we're going to be able to serve and the impact we're going to have on our community at large.
Well, and I remember when the campus in Spotsylvania opened and how exciting that was and how that changed things. This is the same thing. And now you're offering it in Stafford.
You're absolutely correct. And in fact, I was not here during that time, but we're still working very closely with Spotsylvania. We're working in the western part of our region with Culpeper in Orange and Madison. And in our dual enrollment opportunities will actually allow students to from high school to move right into that community college environment and continue to flourish. We have many career credentials that are stackable. And so that's very important for our population as well. So once again, if you're interested in developing your career, if you're interested in working in the workforce in healthcare or cybersecurity or IT and various other areas, you're supposed to be. There's a seat waiting for you at Germana. It has your name on it, and that's where we want you.
Well, and Dr. Maya, the workforce is just a whole nother world in itself, and in workforce, Dr. Graham talks about things stackable and all. But when you think about what's available with workforce, you can get certifications and be off and running in just a real short period of time.
In just weeks, and I think that's why, you know, talking about IT and cybersecurity, those are areas where the degree doesn't necessarily increase your employability, whereas the certifications do. And so it's really important to think about the whole student. And what I really like about our stackable credentials is that it gives you an opportunity to come in, get a skill, leave, get employment, come back, build the next skill, and then increase your employment.
Upskilling.
Yeah, you just upskill.
And that's something even from our healthcare field, where all of our hospitals that we talk with, they want to retain their talent, and we're an avenue to provide some upskilling so they can continue to work and grow within their systems.
Well, and the great thing about all you all and people at Germana, I can come in and be trying to figure things out, and you can look at something and know the whole map and be able to direct me of, if you do this, this, and this, you can get that, those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, Dr. Shoshana Gray, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development and Chief Academic Officer, she and I met just a few days ago with the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President at Mary Washington, Dr. Tanya Thigpen, speaking about opportunities. How can we continue to build upon the collaborative efforts and partnerships that we've built in the past? And so once again, as we think about those relationships, the goal, as Dr. Thigpen communicated, is to ensure that the students who are coming to them for clinical internships, that those students will be able to stay with them afterwards because they need that workforce, and Germana is here to provide it. So it's just a perfect recipe for success. We're very pleased about that. The other thing that I want to make certain that we emphasize is that registration at Germana is ongoing for the fall 2024 semester. Students can register today. They can register tomorrow through the beginning of our session in August 22nd. The session for the fall will run from August 22nd through December 13th. We're offering 15-week sessions, 12-week sessions, 7-week sessions, and even 5-week sessions. Individuals should go to germana.edu to get more information for our programming that we have. We once again want to just express to our community our passion about helping individuals realize their career goals. That's what we do at Germana. We help individuals appreciate what they can do and can be, and we can do it in a short period of time.
It just seems like spring came. We're already talking about the fall semester starting in August. Where has the time gone? Need to take a quick break and continue on good stuff this morning with Germana Community College. Dr. Graham, Dr. Straffolino. I knew this would happen. This always happens when you
Straffolino
when you come in. And Dr. Maya here this morning, all from Germana. Germana.edu for more information on all of this. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking at Germanna Community College in Stafford County, and just really the nimbleness of Germanna to be able to pull off a lot of things. We've talked a lot about healthcare. Dr. John Stefano, the interim associate dean of health technologies, but there's also cybersecurity, IT. There are a lot of different things that we're talking about and are happening here along with the healthcare.
Sure, and I just want to emphasize that we will still have our transfer programs that help students work towards their four-year college experience. So I don't want to say that we're not offering our full range of product mm-hmm. here in programs, but I think we have an exciting opportunity to really have a cybersecurity program here. We already have a center of excellence, which is very important in that program, and we're going to be able to extend that. And we have some community partners that we work with right in the building. So we have an employer that will sit 20 feet away from where our students are actually training. So that's an exciting partnership that we're building. And frankly, I can't imagine an industry that's going to grow faster than cybersecurity and AI and all of the things that we're working on in that area.
Well, and Dr. Maya, that whole thing, there are just so many needs, and it continues to grow, and AI with all of its issues and the possibilities, and it's we can do many shows on just the cybersecurity part of all of this.
We could. It was fun yesterday because we had two of our cybersecurity professors that actually took the tour, and their excitement when they saw the server room and where their students were going to be able to play with the equipment and learn how to hack and learn how to prevent hacking is really the intent of learning
ethical
how to
hacking.
Hack. Ethical hacking.
Yeah.
They were just over the moon. And so that's, I think, some of the joy of bringing this to the Stafford County schools. And they are building their own IT and business program at Colonial Forge as part of their specialty centers.
Yeah.
And that's coming online next year. So we feel like we're just right in the right place at the right time to help grow that program.
These two buildings that we're talking about, it's near Stafford Hospital, isn't it? As far as
it's off of Garrisonville Road.
Okay.
Garrisonville Road. So our current Barbara J. Fried Center is right near Stafford Hospital.
Okay.
So we're just a few exits north.
Oh, okay. So okay,
is amazing. I've been through there. We had a tour before the drywall was up. And I was there a few weeks ago after their drywall was up, and it was just amazing. I think the bathroom's already tiled. It's just, wow, just seeing how things have come together in just a short period of time. But they're hard at work.
Yeah, no, to have this happening, and really, they're hard at work, and you all have the programs ready to go. That's the thing. It's not these buildings will be ready, and then you'll work. I mean, it's all being done together.
Yeah, and we do a lot with our advisory boards. So in our health sciences, we have advisory boards. We meet every fall. We have a big college-wide advisory board meeting in the spring, where even economists come in and speak with us about industry trends across our service region, across our state, and what kind of things we can do to meet. So we really have a pulse on our local community, and then also looking at the state and national needs. So that's something we really do, and we have those conversations on the regular. We're able to help and meet those needs, forecasting with our community partners, to help them service our community.
Right. Some of our growth in workforce has been based off of that advisory board input, because we're going to build our HVAC program out. We will be offering electrical. We'll be doing our core craft there in 10 Center Street. So our people, our community is saying we need people who can do the work, and Germanna is ready to help them get certified to do that.
In talking about the advisory boards, you're still always looking for people that in the community that want to become part of that?
Oh, yeah. We always are. So that's something where we have that pulse on the community. We that's the avenue where we can get ideas and see what is needed. And the other thing, too, we're talking about student recruitment and getting the students in. We have ongoing registration. We have an annual calendar. So students can register right now for not just any of our fall sessions, mm-hmm. but for our spring and even for our summer. So they can really plan out their whole academic year, and that's something we've really done. But not just students, we're always looking for new faculty to teach our programs across the board, whether it's our workforce programs or credit programs. We're always looking for people interested in making a difference in the lives of our students and our community.
You know what's exciting is we talk about this not only for students but for parents too, to have these programs available here that I don't have to go. You know, my kids don't have to go, you know, Northwest, you know, wherever wherever in the state or wherever they have to go, they can do it right here.
My two boys are taking classes at Germana. One of them starting this fall, one starting his second year. So
yeah.
We talk about Germana being our family. Many of our employees, our children, go here. And then they go on and transfer somewhere else, or they just stay there and they get a certificate, training, and they get a job. So we are vested in this.
We are. There's been a lot of upheaval this year with federal financial aid and the new FAFSA and the delay in awarding. And,
right.
And parents are just now getting letters that are showing them that maybe they can't afford where their child wanted to go. And we're ready. Like, we're here. We're open. We can help you. And we have a lot of funding available. G3, grants. We have a strong foundation that helps students in need. So for those parents who are a little bit worried about paying for college because they're just getting their letters now, we are a viable option that can help their student prepare to transition. And my sons will be there, one starting next year and the one the year after that. So it is definitely a viable alternative. And I know people are worried right now about paying for college, and this is in a definite way to do that. We also offer a robust work study program where students can work while and learn while they earn. And I think that that's a way to help students gain employable skills while they're learning. So we have great, great programs for students, and we're ready to bring them all in. So anybody who's worried about it, come in and see us.
Well, that's the exciting thing about this. That if you've got in your mind, well, it's, you know, these are exciting programs and exciting opportunities.
Yes,
and don't overlook Germana.
Germana is focused on best practices. That's what we're key driving force for us. Best practices within the community, understanding what the community needs, and then providing the community with those particular programs. That's what we're good at. Dr. Gullickson does an amazing job leading her team. She is in the community. She's courting the community. She's trying to assess what the community needs through the conversations at the level of president. And so we're excited, once again, about what the conversations yield as it relates to particular programs or particular workforce needs within our region. And we're, as I stated earlier, we're poised, we're ready to actually fill those needs, and we're committed to it. The wonderful thing about Germana is that there's a lot of passion with what we do. And I think that you can see that in both Dr. Maya, Dr. Strofolina, Dr. Morgan in her absence. We're all here to meet the needs of the community, and we're fully committed to doing so.
Well, Dr. Graham, I can remember when you came in, when you first came here, and just the excitement and the ideas and the passion that you had to be able to carry some of this out and even expand on it. That's why you're doing the flips in your mind.
Absolutely. The passion has not waned. I am still as enthusiastic as I was on day one, and I'm so very, very proud of the team that we have built. And that's the entire Germana team, and then especially my division of health sciences. We are fully engaged in terms of meeting the needs of our population. And so I know that as we reach into the Stafford community, we're going to take that enthusiasm and that energy with us. We are looking forward to having an open house at some point. So look forward to hearing that from us so that we can get the dates out there. But we will be engaging the community because we want everyone listening to go to germana.edu to look for the particular programs that you're interested in. And you will find them there. If you don't find it there, give us a call so that you can talk to our advisors and our admissions coordinators in order that we can help service the needs that you identify.
We haven't said that enough, germana.edu.
We have not.
that's your key to a lot of this.
There's a real easy button there. You just hit apply now, do a quick free application, and an admissions coach will actually reach out to you. So that's all you have to do, only action you need to take, and then you can get help. If you're not ready to apply, you can just fill out the request for information, and one of our college recruiters will reach out to you.
And we also have some on-site registration events at our current Barbara J. Fried Center. So beginning the week of July 22nd, going on for 3 weeks, we have on-site events at our current Barbara J. Fried Center on Old Potomac Church Road. So stop in. Visit us. Visit us online.
One of the things we haven't mentioned, we've over the years dedicated many whole shows to what the Germana Education Foundation does. If you're somebody who just thinks, I don't know that I can afford this, and Dr. Maya, you've mentioned there are all kinds of grants and there are things out there, but even the Germana Foundation will step in even for just some of the smaller things that you just think might be an obstacle.
Absolutely. You don't have enough gas to get to class.
Right.
Your tire is flat. You need help paying an electric bill. Or even recently, we've actually worked on paying some people's internet connection, because being connected to the internet is important for going to college now. So yes, Germana Cares and the money we devote to that and the work that the foundation does to raise that money is phenomenal. And we probably couldn't do all that we do if we didn't have such a strong foundation, mm-hmm. and the community that supports that foundation.
Germana Community College are a focus this morning. We've talked about the VA hospital and the needs there. You look around the area and you've got something. You've got, like, Quantico is nearby.
We do, and I think that's one of the best parts of this building and our new location, because we're really outside of the back gate of Quantico. So I've had several meetings with the Quantico Education Center to find out how we can be better poised as an education partner, and we're working through that process. It's ongoing. But one of the services that we're really going to try to offer to our Marines and their families is the ability to do their testing at Germana for free. And there's a lot of sitting fees that other testing centers will charge, but we're working to figure out how we can do that, because we want to serve the military community, not particularly the veterans, but also the active duty who are transitioning into our area. And we know that one of the hardest things about being in college is paying for college, but veterans and military benefits help with that. And that status makes you automatically eligible for our lowest rates. So you don't have to worry about paying out-of-state rates or any of that if you're in the military. So I'm hoping that partnership is going to grow and that people will come right off of Quantico. They'll go get a haircut at the barber right there, and then they'll come to class. I mean, that's kind of how we see that growing.
You have thought of everything.
Everything, yes.
There is not a stone unturned here.
Absolutely.
But when you do talk about all these partnerships, it's just so interesting. Just you'll drop all these various different agencies or people that are getting involved. There really is partnerships, and that's what really makes us so strong, I would think.
You're absolutely correct. I think that when individuals recognize what Germana is doing in the community, they want to be a part of it. Many individual institutions, otherwise, they give us a call because they want to know, okay, what are you doing at Germana? How can we actually nurture the relationship with you in order that we can collectively touch a broader swath of the population? And so I think that that's very, very important for us going forward. It will be continued importance as we reach into the Stafford community. We're already building those relationships. We have relationships that we will grow and develop. As we look at the Robert C. O'Neill Wellness Center, we're going to, as I said, offer a satellite facility for WIC, for vaccinations, getting individuals in so that they can use our facility for that purpose, medical laboratory services. So there are a number of ways that we can continue to touch the community, and we're excited to be able to do so.
And by touching the community, you're educating the community, giving them these various skills and just a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Tied to this.
Absolutely. So once again, go to where?
Germana.edu.
to get that information.
We got to say it more. We'll take a one final break here and wrap this up this morning. Good stuff with Germana Community College. If you're wondering what to do and wringing your hands and concerned about things, these opportunities in Stafford just add to the whole Germana reach right now. And this is really good stuff. Dr. Sherry Maya is here along with Dr. John Streffolano and Dr. Nanette Graham from Germana Community College. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College is under the microscope this morning as we talk about just some new options. And really, the new Center Street campus is what you're going to start hearing about. If you haven't heard about it yet, you will start hearing about it real soon. And some of the things to know, just as far as cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, just a lot of different options are going to become available to people in Stafford, yeah. And in this part of the Germana region.
Yeah, so we talked earlier. I mean, Stafford's our largest population in terms of our service group, and we're really stepping up to meet the needs of our community, not just our students, but our healthcare, our IT, all of our needs in our community. We talked a lot about Germana being a family, and our family is not just the employees, it's our students.
Yeah.
So we want our students, we want to attract more students to become part of our family and enjoy that Germana experience and all the benefits that come with that.
And Dr. Maya, you mentioned that you can go to germana.edu and you can start if you know a path, a direction you want to take, you can start signing up now, even though it may be a bit before you're able to begin.
Absolutely. So just start the application and we'll reach out to you and we'll help you. And you don't even have to know which program you want. You can pick anything, because when you do that, you'll get to one of our amazing admissions coaches who can guide you through the rest of the process. So I would just say a great place to start is to do that. Also, if businesses are interested in training, our workforce department absolutely will tailor training for your employees. And we have a lot of space that you can bring them in and do a day-long seminar. We do business. We're going to do an advanced accounting certificate up there. We're going to do our regular accounting CSC. And we're going to do a fun one, an entrepreneurship one for people who want to build their own business. So I think that as we think about our offerings in Stafford County, we're going to meet the needs of the people that are there. They'll never have to leave. They don't have to make the drive down to Fredericksburg. They don't have to go up to the D.C. area. Mm. They can stay right on 610. If you go to North Stafford High School, you could actually walk there. It really wouldn't be that long of a walk. Mm-hmm. So it's a great place, a great location, and a great group of classes that we're going to be offering there. And I just want to emphasize that we also are going to be out in the community and offering training to our businesses as well.
And lots of opportunities if you are a business, like you said, or if you want to become part of an advisory board.
Oh, definitely.
And you can help steer things and use your know-how to help Germana. And as far as nursing goes, Dr. Graham, there are so many options in needs in the community, and it's about to explode. And some real great things happening there.
Absolutely. As we forecast out to 2027, our goal is to begin admitting approximately 300 students each semester. So
Each semester. I thought you were going to say year.
That's the goal, 300. We're going to have 150 placed at our current Locust Grove location and 150 placed at our new Stafford location. So there is, once again, a spot for anyone who wants to actually be a part of what's happening at Germana, whether that's healthcare or any other discipline. We're poised and positioned, ready to strike. We're going to create stars. That's what it does. That's what we do at Germana. We create stars, and we create individuals who are going to add measurably to the workforce. So if you're interested in a career and the local workforce, healthcare, or cybersecurity, IT, or otherwise, please give Germana a very good look. Go to germana.edu, and you will then begin to find the information that's going to change your life. parents not to worry about financial aid and those kinds of things. We will help sort through those particular processes. We have scholarships that we can offer to students. We want you to make Germana your choice.
Dr. Graham, you could go. You should go. And some sports coach, a football coach, needs to have you come and give a talk before a game. Yeah. You would get people fired up, and we can go out there and we can do this.
Absolutely excited every day. I bring that same excitement to Germana. In fact, I've said to my team, going into this new academic year, I want joy. If you're not bringing joy, then you're probably on the wrong team. We want joy here at Germana because that's what we're creating in our community as well. When individuals are able to realize their dreams, that's a really important moment for them and their families. And so if we can change lives, we're doing the right thing. And you can do that once again at
germana.edu. Dr. Graham, Dr. Streffolano, and Dr. Maya, thank you so much. Germana.edu for more information on all this. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.